Hey, you're now loaded up for Think Rank with David Barry, the think tank for Thinking Rank. If it's on your mind, it's probably on his mic. So join Rank. We're all in this one together. Now here's your host, the reality of Rank, the bull god himself, David Barry.
Think Rank Podcast, episode 94, David Barry. Here we go. Holly. You know what the difference between thought and thinking is?
Hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah, I really thought about it. How about, hey, listen, in the back audience, y'all need to hold it down, okay? We don't want to have people escort you out of here.
So the difference between thought and thinking?
All right, do you know what a noun and a verb is?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Dude, I rocked language and English in grade school.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm 55. Not until I went into this, I didn't know what a noun and verb was. I'd heard of them, and I know in school they tried to tell me what, you know, but I was, the girl that was sitting next to me was cute, and I missed the part of what is a noun. What is a noun? You tell me.
A noun is just a thing. It's a person, place, or thing.
A noun is a person. Okay, so
like a cat is a noun, a dog is a noun. A person, a place, or a thing. A house is a noun.
All right,
a mountain is a noun.
A bull's a noun.
Feelings are nouns, and when you write them, yeah. Anyway,
all right. Then what's a verb?
A verb is like an action word or a state of being. It's what you do or what something does or is. Or
how can I have not have learned that back in the day?
You probably had your mind on something else. I'm just going to go out on a limb on that one.
All right. So what's the difference between thought and thinking? That's our topic tonight. What's the difference between thought and thinking? The difference between thought is a noun. Thought is a noun. Thought is something that just popped up. A thought. A thought. Thinking is a verb. It's something you do. Thinking is something that as you do it, well, it takes effort. Maybe you seem to think thinking is effortless, but it takes effort to think.
You have to concentrate to some degree, right?
Yes, absolutely. And again, it seems so easy to think that we misunderstand it. And that basically our thinking is something that can become a burden to us, but we don't realize that. And honestly, I think a lot, because of the questions I get asked to me, I think a lot of bull riders, a lot of people have it backwards. They think the thought is the culprit and it's the thinking that's the culprit. The thought has nothing to do with it.
Thoughts come and go.
Absolutely. The thought has nothing to do with it. It's the thinking that is fucking y'all. That's messing with y'all.
How you react to the thought.
Mm-hmm. That you're giving it attention. It's going to get heavy on you. It's going to weigh on you. And then as the more you think, the more you're going to think. You're trying to dissect. You're trying to figure it out. Or you're trying to quit thinking. And the more I used to tell Lane, Lane would say, Dave, you're trying too hard. Fuck Lane, I'm trying too hard not to try too hard. Meaning, David, you're thinking too much. Fuck, Lane, I'm thinking too much, trying not to think too much. We want to get to where it's a flow. A flow. I love that word, flow. We're not thinking. We're just flowing. Our thoughts are pure. Our thoughts are innocent. Our thinking is what makes it evil, bad. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you at all?
Who knows where thoughts originate from that show up in your mind?
They come from the universe.
Right. But the thinking and how you react to them.
That's right.
Is what makes
That's
things
right.
good or bad.
Your thoughts come from the universe. Your thinking comes from you. You're the one that gets in the way.
Everybody has thoughts. It's how you react to
That's
them,
right.
I guess.
Yeah. Through your thinking.
Okay.
And so one of the things we wrote down was anxiety is a thought without control. If you're having anxiety, it's a thought without control. Your mind runs off without you. It's like, I don't have no control.
And you create a state of panic doing that.
Through thinking.
Yes.
That's right. Which, when you get down to the flow, if you go to the flow is control without thought. It's something that we don't dwell on. We don't have to think about. The flow is just, it's there. It's at peace. It's at...
It's kind of like in its element.
Absolutely. I remember when I was a young Dave, I was in flow. And when I got out of flow, I got into thinking. But when I was in flow, I was badass. Everything was in harmony. Everything was. Did I win all the time? No. But I was right where I needed to be, right where I wanted to be. Everything smelt right, tasted right, looked right, felt like I was in flow.
You were in your element. You're in the zone, whatever you want to call it.
And I was there for a long time. I always said if they would have let me bought my PRCA card before I was 18, I'd have beat your ass. Shortly after that, I got into thinking. And fuck me. So if I could go back and change anything, I'd go back and quit thinking. I would have changed my life and a lot of other people's lives too. So the difference between thought and thinking, that's kind of where I'm going to be tonight on this. And it makes a difference, guys. I don't share something with y'all that didn't make a difference to me. Again, everything I'm talking about, I've experienced, learned from my knowledge. I will share it with y'all. So when we're in a state of flow, when everything's just fucking right, you know, and when I say everything's right, everything's always right. Our thinking is what changes that, right? So we're always in a state of flow. We're always in perfection with the universe. It's when we start thinking about our thoughts that we change it. But when we're, whatever it is we're doing, whether we're cowboys, cowgirls, business people, athletes, it don't matter. The state of flow is where we want to get to. That's where we want to be high performers, to be high performers. And I almost would go down to if we just want to be average performers, we need to be there. Thoughts come and go. Thoughts come and go. Your thoughts come and go because they're coming from the universe. Thoughts come and go. High performers, what they don't do is dwell on the thought. They don't dwell on what's in their mind. They don't dwell on that because they already know where they need to be in their mind. And so as a thought comes, it's going to flow through them. But if they stop it and start thinking about it, now it's like a ping pong. Now it's a game changer. You know what I'm saying?
Going down the rabbit hole. Yep.
That's right. Absolutely. I think the boys and the girls that are at peak performance, the high performers, are in a position where they're non-thinking. They're not dissecting their thoughts. They're not worried about their thoughts. They're not concerned about their thoughts. They understand that's a thought.
And they can set it aside. Mm-hmm. I think flow and dwell, like you said, you're in the flow and you're not dwelling on your thoughts. I think flow and dwell are basically opposites. So you're either in the flow or you're dwelling. And
that's
you can't
right.
be both.
You can't be both and be a performer.
Right.
And when I say a performer, I'm talking about a productive person.
Yeah, at anything.
At anything.
Yeah.
A librarian or anything. A productive person. Speaking of librarian, my librarian was the one that introduced me to the PRCA through Pro Rodeo Sports News when I was a younger boy. So when I say librarian, I say that with nothing but respect because I'd go in and check out the Pro Rodeo Sports News, not the other book.
It helped you read better.
That's right. That's right. I got to learn Donnie Gay and Monty Hansen and them boys. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Back in the day, them boys. So, anyway, we do our best work when we're not thinking. We do our best work when we're in a flow. And, yes, this is called Think Rank. Think Rank. And there is a purpose for that. But tonight's topic is the difference between thought and thinking. And where I'm going to go with this, we put a lot of thinking into something that we don't need to. We think too much. And I don't think thinking is normal. I think the flow, I think thoughts are normal. I think the flow is normal. I think our thinking is our side of our brain that's trying to resonate with stuff, trying to protect us, trying to guard us. You know, it's raising its head and questioning the good and the bad. And it don't know the good and the bad. But I think we was just back in the day, I think we was designed to question that.
You know? I think there's a place for both. But I think when you're performing, when you're doing your best, when you're in your element and finding your spot, then I think that's where need to be in the flow. Maybe practice is where you think. Maybe when you're getting ready and strategizing or something.
No doubt. As we train and I say train, I mean, this is for everybody. This, as I talk about this, I'm talking from a bull rider standpoint. I guess you could call me that or whatever back from that. But when I start talking about Think Rank podcast, it goes to anybody that wants to listen. It can help you. And how is it going to help you? I don't have the answers. I have the awareness. I'm giving you the trigger words to be aware of yourself. What's causing you to not reach your goals, your dreams? And then some, what's just basically holding you back? And what's holding you back is not your thoughts, it's your thinking, your past thinking. And your past thinking resonates to your present thinking. If you get bucked off and land on your head and you remember that hurt, well, the next time you get on a bull, you're going to be thinking, that hurt, you know? The thought has nothing to do with it. It's the thinking of it has everything to do with it.
I got a really cool comment on flow. Jerry LePeaver says you're either a pond or a river, and there's value in both of them. But if you want to go somewhere, you need to be a river.
Absolutely, no doubt. You know, I was a pond for several years. I got stale water. You know, I wasn't going nowhere. I was confused. I didn't know. I was looking for answers that wasn't there. And now where I'm standing today or sitting today, I'm like, fuck, I had the answers the whole time. I just didn't realize it. I wasn't aware of them. And the more knowledge I gain, the more I realize I've had every fucking key to the door, any door, my whole life. And that's why I want to share Think Rank podcast with y'all, is you have the keys to all your doors that you think are unlocked or unlockable. And I've give you the key. I'll show you the key. I got a spare key. This can happen. Being happy is for everybody. It ain't about winning, losing. It's about basically being happy, loving. What's the other words? My passions of
connected and feeling valuable.
It's there for us. When I first started studying this stuff, they used those words a lot, and I thought that was just gay, you know? Like, fuck, happy and loving and all that bullshit. Smell the roses. I'm like, oh, you fuck. Come on now. I'm a fucking cowboy or wannabe. And the more I study it and unfold it, I realize that that's life. When I look back at when I was the happiest, I was feeling happiness. I wasn't feeling badass. I wasn't feeling like I was just happy. When I was mostly loving what I did, it was a passion. It was just something I craved. It was something I did that it was a flow. It was a thought. It was a feeling. It wasn't a thinking thing. You know, it wasn't like, I think I want to ride bulls again. I think I want to ride bulls again. It was, I know I want to feel that again. It wasn't, I think I want to ride again. I want to feel that again. And so my flow took over my life then, and everything was in harmony. And I didn't think that could ever fucking end. And it did. but I'm the one that caused it to end. And then as it ended, which it didn't have to end, it didn't have to end. When I realize now, I look back and I'm like, fuck, I had six extra fucking keys for that same fucking door that I didn't think could come unopened. I want to share this experience with y'all to know that there's a key to open that door. And you have that. You have the key to open the door that's locked to you right now, or that you think is locked. A high performer, he's consistently producing great results. I love the word high performer, because when I say high performer, I'm not just pointing a finger at just one thing.
Not talking about like famous people or Mm-mm. record breakers or.
Mm-mm. No, it's an umbrella for all of us. We're all high performers. We all high performers. We just choose our thoughts to either flow, or we're going to choose them to think about them. And then that slows us down.
Oh, I know people, high performers, they're professional warriors. They're the best at it.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
We do have a question here. It says, do you think people think about stuff that doesn't mean a whole lot? Like when you're thinking about stuff, when you're thinking about little things or just random things, how does that affect things?
So say that again.
Do you think people think about stuff that doesn't mean a whole lot?
Oh, absolutely. I do it all the time. I just got to be aware of it and stop it. Go somewhere else. I think about things that I can't control. And I have to be aware of that and let it go. It takes practice. You have to train your brain to win. As we all train our body and are being performers as rodeo stars or bull riders or whatever, we train our mechanics, our muscle memory. We have to train our brain, muscle memory, to that too. You agree or no?
Oh, I agree. And it's, I think sometimes little thoughts they're obviously a distraction, but sometimes that's a healthy thing to quote unquote break your train of thought, give your mind a rest. And then but those aren't productive. They're maybe helpful in some instances to relax, but they're not productive if you're going to perform.
If you're going to perform, that's right. If you're, and when I say perform, to say the word perform, I mean, after you perform, you're looking for a result. And so I get asked this is the question I get asked more than anything probably, is how do I not think bad? How do I get rid of the negative thinking? And as soon as they say that to me, I realize they have the answer. They just said it. They're thinking. We got to change. We got to go to think rank.
Be aware of your question.
Be aware. Be aware that you're thinking. You're not in a thought. You're thinking. And if your thought is bad, fear's a liar. Fear's a fucking liar. And it will fucking, it ain't going to kill you. Fear has never killed nobody. But it will kill your dreams. It will suck the life out of your dreams, where you're going to wake up and like, you have none. Now you got to figure it out now. Don't believe everything you fucking think.
That's a good way to put it.
You know what I'm saying? Don't believe every fucking thing you think, period. And I did, because I thought I was me, and if I thought it was legit. And it was not legit. I'd made it up. I had manifested it. I had made it bigger. And it was nothing but a thought passing through. But I'm the motherfucker that stopped the roadblock and say, all right, hang on a minute. Now, you're saying this, you know, where I should just let him pass on through.
Do you think that's lack of experience?
Absolutely. No doubt. But it don't have to be. You can listen to this stuff or read the books I read, study what I study, and speed the shit up. I didn't realize what I was getting into until I refused to give up, quit, even though it was over for me. I needed answers. I was hell bent for answer. That's why I do bull riding schools. I didn't start doing, I'm the only guy that does bull riding schools that don't have a gold buckle or NFR or PBR back numbers. I'm just me. But I sell the fuck out. And the only reason I do is because I'm pure and I want to know the answers. I want to know why. How could I have gotten better? Why are you good? Why are you not? How can I make you better? Our thought and thinking is two different things, and we confuse them because we think our thought is legit, and so we start thinking about it. And when we start thinking about it, that causes feeling. When we think, thinking causes a feeling, an emotion. It causes fear. It causes doubt. It causes anxiety, etc. It can be detrimental.
Well, you start overthinking.
Well, absolutely. No doubt.
I mean, there, like I said before, I think there's a place for all of it, but you start overthinking. I think high performers, when they're doing whatever it is they're good at, they're not thinking. They're just...
We're overthinking it. We're overanalyzing it. We're over putting too much into it. You know, I used to get on these bulls that the boys would say, "He ain't never been rode. He's a bucking some bitch." I'd get on him, whether I rode him or not, and get off think, fuck, he wasn't as bad as everybody says he's going to be. Actually, he felt pretty good. But my first thing was I was thinking about what they said until I experienced it, until I had that emotion, until I had that. Now my thought is, fuck, he's quote unquote rider friendly. But our thinking causes a lot of fears, doubts, anxiety. Thinking, we can't trust what we're thinking all the time. We just can't. Our thoughts and our thinking are so two different things. But when we're standing there fixing to perform, whatever it is we're fixing to perform, we have to let the thoughts, because we're going to have them, they flow through. The thinking is something that we become a verb. We do it. We cause it. We put it in action. We start doing something with it instead of just letting it like, no, I don't think so. But if you're where you want to be, and that's the key question right there. Are you doing what you really want to do? More than anything, are you doing what you really want to do? Because no matter what you dress up to look like, and I'll use a bull rider for instance, if you dress up like a bull rider and you got these fancy fucking chaps and whatever, and you when they're loading bulls and you look the fucking part, if you're not the part, you're going to let thinking kick your ass. It's going to overrule it all. And so thinking at some point is a positive for y'all. You got to realize that maybe you're not where you need to be. Maybe you need to try a little harder, you know, before you land here. When we get to high performers, when they go to perform, they've already done the reps. They've already done the work. They've done the books that I read says at least a minimum of 20 hours of that week of training. So if you show up to perform and you ain't done shit, yeah, you're going to think bad. You're going to dress up the part, but you're going to be thinking bad. Your thinking doesn't match your little pretty chaps you're wearing. Your thinking doesn't match up with your shit. Right? And it's most of that is because if you do want to ride bulls and you want to be a performer and a high performer, you got to put in the reps before you perform. When you get there, it should be over. It should be a flow. It should be no thinking. Everything's a flow. Everything's a positive flow. Everything's a positive energy. You're on that frequency of just fucking vibrating.
Distractions just bounce off of you.
Damn right. That's right. You've got armor on you. Mm-hmm. If you're prepared, you've got armor on you. If you're not prepared, it don't matter fucking how much lipstick you got on.
Chapstick in my case.
Chapstick on your case, yeah. So, we anywhere close to there?
I think it's things that distract you. Like if you're going to perform, what I'm hearing you say is the guys that perform at a high level, regardless of what they're doing, sports, homework, whatever, have fewer distractions because they've trained harder and they've practiced longer. They've done it and they have experience and they're comfortable with that. What if you're not and things come in and kind of muddy the water?
That's a good thing that you just asked, because I read a deal where it talked about the muddy water and what's the best way to clear muddy water. Some of the answers would have been filters, shit like that. Leave it alone. Let it settle. Let the mud, let the dirt settle. We as humans won't do that. We want to stir it. We think we got an answer for it.
We want to fix it.
We want to fix it. Instead of just leave it alone. Meaning, when we're thinking something, muddy water, we think we got a problem. You only have a problem is if you keep trying to fix the problem, thinking, let it go, leave it alone.
Let the mud settle.
Let that settle down. Because the more you try, the more you're going to disturb it, and the muddier, it never goes away. And I see that with 99% of the people that come around me with their thought process. They think that they can stop it. I was one of them. I thought I could change it. And I didn't realize, just push the pause button. Go neutral. Go neutral. And let that shit settle. Your thought has nothing to do with you. Your thinking
has everything
to do with you, how the situation's going to unfold. And so when we use that muddy water that you just brought up, the thing that I read about that, it just made so much sense, was how many times in my life would I just, if I'd quit trying to stir it, trying to take control and think I can get this mud out of this water.
Instead, get a filter, get a net, get something. Yeah.
Yep. I just let it settle. And it would settle quicker if I wouldn't have been stirring. Quit disturbing the fucking water. Let that shit settle. That's hard to do. That's something you got to train your brain to win to do.
It's kind of like, I guess, meditation. I've never done that. But like to slow my mind down, I had someone come help me with some stuff with the horses last weekend. And to slow my mind down and what they were talking about, reduced thinking, that in itself is work. Not thinking is work.
So when you use the word reduce thinking, and again, this podcast is Think Rank, but when you use the word reduce thinking, that's a home run. That's 100% of this.
Just, you know, slow your roll like you tell me all the time.
Get in the flow. Why are you doing this? Because of the way it makes me feel. Well, how are you feeling right now? You know?
Anxious, frustrated.
Yeah. My water's muddy.
Yep.
Stop. It's what seems to be hard is easy, but we got to loosen our grip on it. We got to let shit settle. Why do we do what we do? It don't matter what we do. Why do we do that? Because of the way it makes us feel. Well, how are you feeling right now? There's your answer. You can change that. Your thoughts are from the universe.
Or how you think about your thoughts.
Your thoughts are from the universe. Quite frankly, you have no fucking control of your thoughts. None. Did you just have a control of your thought right now? No. You have none. What do you have control of? How you think about it. That's where you become the engineer. That's where you get behind the steering wheel. You have no control of your thoughts, but you do have control of your thinking of that thought.
And you can just let them go. I mean, thoughts, you don't know where they're coming from. Just let them go wherever they were going anyway. You don't have to hang on to them. You don't have to dwell on them.
And the people that hold themselves back dwell on their thought. Dwell on it.
And that's a distraction from what they were supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
What they wanted, they thought they wanted to be doing. Yeah,
that's right. Now they're consciously instead of in the subconscious. There's thinking instead of just reacting. Your mind is the greatest salesman in history, man. I mean, your mind is the greatest salesman in history.
No doubt.
How you like that?
Once you're aware of it, and once you acknowledge it, straight up, yeah.
Your mind messes with you. And it's your mind.
If you don't control it.
That's right. It's your mind. Your mind is the greatest salesman in history. It'll fucking sell you. And you've done bought into this shit. Right? But you know what? You own the mind. You're in control. It's not. It has been up till now, up till Think Rank, until you met David Berry. Your mind has been the greatest salesman in history. But you're fixing to put the little bitch back in her place and say, you know what? There's a better way.
Let me train you.
There's another way. That's right. You're an unbroke colt. Let me fucking put a saddle on you. I'll ride you. I'll teach you how to neck rein. I'll teach you how to, whoa. More than anything, I'll put some stop in you.
You know, redirect it.
Damn right. So up until this time, we've been riding the wind. Now we're riding knowledge. Now we know the reason behind our stuff. Now we have an answer and we have a way to fix it. And is it an overnight fix? There ain't nothing overnight fix. Nothing. But if you'll stay the course with me, we'll fix shit. I fix stuff every day, 7 days a week. I work on myself 7 days a week. 7 days a week. I have to. Because you don't think negative shit don't try to creep into my mind? All the time. Negative thinking. And you know what I do? Get me that fucking halter. I'll fucking show you. I can do this bareback. I don't even need a fucking saddle now. I'll ride you bareback.
If we didn't have to work on it, we'd be perfect. We're not.
We're not. We're not. That's right. Exactly. So I use the word be aware. We have to be aware. I use that everywhere I'm going. Every it seemed like everything I anything that I talk to anybody about, the word comes up, be aware. Be aware of your thoughts. Be aware of your feelings. Your feelings, you don't feel from your thoughts. Your feeling comes from your thinking of that thought. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, and that's where the emotions come after that.
Yep. That's where shit happens, right? That's where I can say, Holly, you feeling all right? You doing all right? And then if I can get you to thinking about it, I can make you sick. If I can just get you to think about it.
You just need to manipulate your mind to be your friend, be on your side.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things I believe in more than anything, as I use the word be aware, is the truth. Stay true to yourself. Talk truth to yourself. Know the truth. Don't believe this. What's now? What's true? What's real right now?
And a half-truth is a lie.
Half-truth is a lie. That's right. The truth will always be simple. It's not hard. The truth is always simple. Anything that tries to take you away from the truth is devilish. It's trying to make you fail. It's trying to make you think wrong. You got to think rank. Yeah. And honestly, we got to be truthful with ourselves. We got to be aware of ourselves right now. What am I thinking right now? How am I feeling right now? And if I say, you know what, Holly, I'm not feeling real good, you should say, well, what are you thinking then?
It's not complicated. The truth is not complicated. Mm-hmm. We complicate things, but the truth is not complicated.
If you're standing behind a buck and shoots and you're feeling scared, you need to ask yourself, what's the truth here? What's the truth here? You know, you're feeling this. Why? It's because what you're thinking. Why are you thinking that? Stop thinking that. Just stop thinking that. And you're like, well, that's hard to do. Well, let me tell you something. There's not no magic fucking dust to stop it. You have to be in charge. You have to be aware. You have to be the one that does something about it. It ain't going to stop itself just because you want this goal, but it's holding you back. It ain't going to, your goal's not going to supersede your fucking thinking. You have to be the one. You have to man up or girl up. You're the one. It ain't going to stop on its own. And especially once it sees a weakness, you got to become strong. You got to become stronger. That's why there's only a handful of high performers and a whole lot of average performers. It ain't that we can't be high performers. We just choose to just go with this. We don't want to fight. We don't want to take charge. I want to win. I want to win. I want to be a high performer. In order for me to be a high performer, I have to take charge of my thinking, not my thoughts. I give two shits less about my thoughts, but I am in charge of my thinking.
I think it's kind of like what you said earlier, winning or controlling your thought process or whatever is hard, but failure's harder.
Failure is a bitch to live with.
Yeah, it's harder. You know? In the long run, it's harder.
I don't know if I could ever, for me, knowing what I know now and moving forward, I feel so free. I feel so weights off my shoulders. I'm not.
Because the weight of thinking.
Mm-hmm. I know how I'm going to handle it when it, because it's going to happen, but I know how I'm going to handle it when he happens, or she, whatever she is, or he. But with all that said, I had to be aware, learn how to become aware, and then I could do something with it. When you're hungry, you become aware because your stomach growls or whatever. We're the same as here, thought and thinking. A thought is innocent. Thinking ain't.
You choose the direction it goes.
And yes. And if we are going to think, we need to think rank. We need to think rank. And that's the whole purpose of this.
Think things that make your results ranker.
You got to think things that's going to make you more powerful, that reminds you of who you are, what you are, not what you don't want, what you don't want to happen. Quit thinking that shit. Think about what you want. Visualize what you want. Feel what you want.
Practice what you want.
So even like as we train as competitors, yes, we're training muscle memory and reaction and shit like that. We also got to be training the other side, our brain, in order for us to be a high performer, or we're just going to be average. Yeah, he was good, but he just couldn't get over the top. Why couldn't he get over the top? Because of his thinking. Nothing holds you back but you. The only thing that holds you back is your thinking. That's it. Nothing else holds you back but you. Nothing. There's no excuses. Y'all have no fucking excuses. None. None. It's just the way you think. Stop it. Stop saying stupid shit to yourself. Stop thinking stupid shit to yourself. And stop trying to prove it right. Prove it wrong. Prove it fucking wrong.
Change.
And change is hard. Because it's easy to change for 2 or 3 days. I'm talking about a lifetime change. Commit yourself to the rest of your fucking life. Not this month's membership. I'm talking about you bought a lifetime fucking membership. This ain't a one and done. This ain't a all of a sudden shit's going to show itself. This ain't David's going to go to the fucking gym and come out looking like a fucking beast. You want to change, put in the work. It takes time. It's a journey, not a destination. It's a feeling, not a look. Winning is a feeling, not a look. It's not materialistic. It's a feeling. What are you fucking feeling? You can change your feeling. You can do something about it. but only you can do it. But you got to be aware of the negative and stop it right there in its tracks. And you can. You can. I will leave you with this. If the only thing you ever learn was not to be afraid of your experiences, your past, if the only thing you'll learn, you've ever will learn, is not to be afraid of your past, that alone will change the world. Meaning, your past is not a destiny. Your failures are not a destiny. Your losses are not a destiny. You being scared is not a destiny. You can change the fucking world by just changing the way you think. With that said, guys, I'm David Berry. I do have a YouTube channel. It's David Berry Monster Bull. You can go to YouTube, check out my shows. It's Rodeo Ranching. I have a website, monsterbull.com. You can go to my gear bag, check out my merchandise there. And you can listen to any of my podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and I have them on my website, monsterbull.com. Until next Wednesday, until next time, think rank, believe, you're in charge. Love you guys. If I could do it for you, I would. But I'm trying to help myself. I'm a work in progress, as you will be too. But you gotta, what am I feeling right now? Badass. I'm gonna change shit, and I'm gonna change it with you, and you're gonna change it with me. Till next time, guys, I love y'all. Thank you.